Exclusive. Daniel Cameron, My Victory in Kentucky Would Help Propel Donald Trump into the White House. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 4, 2023. A gubernatorial victory for Kentucky Republican candidate Daniel Cameron would help propel Donald Trump into the White House, very much setting the tone for the 2024 presidential election, Cameron said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, days ahead of the big election taking place on Tuesday. Cameron has seen a massive surge in the polls days ahead of the election between himself and Democrat incumbent Andy Beshear, as the latest Emerson College poll, published Friday, showed Cameron, who has been endorsed by Trump, and Beshear tied evenly with 47% support each. "This poll was what we've known all along, which is that I'm gonna beat Andy Beshear on November 7th. And the reason I'm gonna beat him is because Andy Beshear is lockstep with Joe Biden. I mean, this is a governor who has openly endorsed Joe Biden for president," Cameron said, drawing a contrast by touting Trump's endorsement. "President Trump has endorsed me, and I'm grateful for your support. And I certainly want to see him back in the White House next year," he said, noting that Trump's involvement in the race, which highlights just how important it is acting as a table setter of sorts for the general election next year. Notably, Republicans have already gained one gubernatorial seat with Jeff Landry's victory in Louisiana. "It's why Donald Trump has gotten so invested in this race. And it's why he wants to see me win, and that's why he wants folks to go to the polls on November 7th," Cameron said, explaining that Kentuckians have an opportunity to send what he described as a big and strong message to the rest of the country, which is that we don't want a far-left Democrat who reflects the policies of Joe Biden in our governor's mansion anymore. "This will resonate throughout the nation," he predicted. "And I believe we're going to have a resounding victory on November 7th. And it's going to help propel Donald Trump into the White House in November of 2024. But before we remove Joe Biden from the White House, we got to remove Andy Beshear from the State House here in Kentucky this year," Cameron said. "Listen. Breitbart Middle. Daniel Cameron, November 4, 2023. The gubernatorial hopeful made the remarks while on his bus tour, which involves 6 stops per day as the election creeps closer. "But we're doing 6 stops a day," he said, noting that the sentiment appears to be that no one wants Beshear, who has shut down churches, small businesses, and schools, in office anymore. "Children," Cameron continued, "have a pretty significant learning loss because of what Andy Beshear did to them. I want to catch your kids up. I've got an education plan that I put forward that will catch our kids up to make sure our teachers are making more. I've got a public safety plan that will make sure that we improve and boost the morale of our law enforcement community and also keep our streets safe from crime and drugs," he continued. "It's why the Kentucky Fraternal Order of Police has endorsed this campaign." The Kentucky election takes place on November 7th. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.